Deep in the hills of southern Thailand, local rubber tappers are known to be early risers. But in recent months, there has been more than just the locals wandering through the plantations out of sight to most people. Earlier this year, Thai resident Arun Sompot woke up to a small group of boat people sleeping on her front porch.
When I saw them sleeping there, I was behind this door trying to see who they were. I have my family and friends who stay in homes nearby. I opened the door and saw many of them sleeping there, and I was shocked. They saw me and just got up and sat there. Then I let out a scream.
Since January, nearly 2,000 people claiming to be Rohingyas fleeing sectarian violence in Burma have been apprehended and detained by Thai authorities. Denied citizenship in their own country and desperate to escape persecution, many are vulnerable to exploitation. Ahmed Tilleman was held captive in the Thai jungle with a group of fellow Rohingya by traffickers who brought him from Burma. He was released after his relatives in Malaysia paid $1,500 for his freedom. Now he is in a secure house cooking meals for hundreds of boat people detained at several overcrowded immigration centers.
I was suffering in the past, and now that I am free, many of my friends are still facing terrible conditions and lack of food. I don't have a job now, so I'm cooking meals for them.
Despite condemnation from human rights groups, after footage like this was aired, conditions for the men remains unchanged. But mounting media reports implicating Thai security and the trafficking of some Rohingya seems to have gotten the attention of top officials.
I know these are very crowded places. That is why we are going to expand the new center for them to stay. The new area will be more of a waiting camp. We will have a doctor and medical treatment available for them.
As the six-month deadline nears for what was considered a temporary stay in Thailand, questions over where the